Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. It's just you and me, just the two of us. I got another segment I want to talk about, some things that are on my mind. First, I want to give you a report on our poll this week. We poll the audience every week, as you know, online, primarily in our with our newsletter, our newsletter subscribers, but also it's also on social media, so people vote from that too. And so we asked this. Usually, our polls are all about timely things, and so we asked them this week. This being the week of celebration of Independence Day in America, the 4th of July. The question was: as you contemplate our Independence Day, how do you feel about the future of America? Well, here were the options. America's best days are still ahead. America's best days are behind us. America's in trouble. We can turn it around. And never mind America, the whole world's going to hell. So the first one, America's best days are still ahead, 25%, a fourth of our respondents chose that one. America's best days are still ahead. That's probably down from the last time we asked this question. And I think the current circumstances in the streets is probably causing people to feel that way. Maybe the political divide, maybe we continue to be more divided. That's doing it. America's days are behind us. Thankfully, I'm glad to say only 10% chose that. America's best days are behind us. 10% said that was the case. And then America's in trouble, but we can still turn it around. And that came in at 65%. That fulfilled our total. 65% said America is in trouble, but we can still turn it around. Now, what would we have to do to accomplish that? You know, we say that America's in trouble, but we can still turn it around. What would be the one thing that we could do to fix that? What would be something that you and I could do to fix that? How could we individually do that? Just one at a time, one person at a time, just you and me. I'm talking to you, you're talking to me, we're both listening to each other. The one thing that we could do is we could establish what the facts are and not be afraid of them, even if they don't, if they go against us. Sometimes the facts are the fact. I mean, the facts are always the facts, right? The evidence is the evidence. It's not, if it's clear that something happened, then those are the facts. And then now I can have my opinion about the facts. As someone said, I'm entitled to my own opinion, but I'm not entitled to my own facts. But the problem we've got in America today, and this is what's frightening me the most. My concern is that when people want to share their ideas, and if it's their opinion, maybe even they share them by stating facts. If they don't comply with certain ideology, those people are punished. My friends, that's not freedom of speech. Freedom of speech, remember what Bill Brandt told us last hour, the old saw, I may disagree with everything you say, but I defend to the death your right to say it. You have the right to say something. You have a right to your opinion. But neither one of us have the right to our own facts. And that's one of the issues that we have right now. We have in America today, people are being fired for offering different sides of an argument. not inflammatory things, just something that a certain group of people disagree with. They disagree with what someone said, and for whatever reason, the person who was responsible for that offending comment or offending work, was fired. I saw in the news this weekend that a Boeing executive was asked to resign because 30 plus years ago, when he was in the military, he said he didn't think women should be in combat. Didn't say women shouldn't be in the military. He said they shouldn't be in combat. That was 30-something years ago, when that was probably something that 98% of Americans believed. Certainly 90% believe that, men and women. But because that's not currently the prevailing sentiment, he lost his job. Editors, not right-wing editors. Well, I don't know what their politics were. Editors have been fired for publishing something that was just the other side of the debate. But because certain groups didn't want the other side published, those people got fired. There's several of these things that have happened. Folks, that's an assault on free speech. And we will not turn America around unless we agree on that. We don't have to agree on anything else except the fact that freedom of speech, my right to say what I want to say and yours to say what you want to say, that is immutable, non-negotiable, and precious. We have to defend that, my friends. Otherwise, we won't survive.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.